Psalm 134. Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. May God be pleased to grant us his blessing as we look into this particular psalm, Psalm 134, verses 1 through 3. This psalm, Psalm 134, is the 15th psalm in a section of the Psalter that begins with Psalm 120. As some of you will remember, the 119th psalm is a large psalm, a long psalm that has several small parts. Now we're in a section of the Psalter which is composed of several small psalms, psalms that are short in length. And these are psalms that are called, as you'll see in the title to the psalm, Psalm 134, a psalm of ascents or a song of ascents. These are psalms that it is supposed were sung by the people of God as they went up three times a year to Jerusalem for the special times of feasting in that central city of worship. And they would go up to Jerusalem. You always went up to Jerusalem. You never went down to Jerusalem. You always went up to Jerusalem. And they would go up to worship the Lord their God. And so these are psalms of ascent as the people would go up to Jerusalem for worship. And if you read all 15 of these psalms together, Psalm 120 through Psalm 134, you get the idea of the people coming out of the world and going into the place of worship before God. Turn back in the Psalter to Psalm 120 just for a moment. Psalm 120 says, "In my trouble I cried to the Lord and he answered me." Verse 6 says, "Too long has my soul had its dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." It's as though the people were out there in the world, and now they're coming up to the worship of God. Psalm 121 begins, "I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From whence shall come my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." Looking up to Jerusalem. And then Psalm 122 that we've been singing in these past couple of months. "I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord." You see the movement to Jerusalem, up to the house of the Lord. And that's why these psalms are called psalms of ascent. And then when you get to the end of this section, the psalmist says, for example, in Psalm 131, before there was a crying out to the Lord, now it's, "O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or things too difficult for me. Surely I have quieted, composed and quieted my soul. I've come to the place of worship." And then in Psalm 133, which is familiar, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity." And then finally, in Psalm 134, which closes this section of the Psalter, there is a little different tone because now the feast is over and the people are departing. And the people, as they depart early in the morning, while it is yet dark on the hillside, they look back at Jerusalem and the sanctuary of God. And they say to those who are yet serving God in the sanctuary, "Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. And there is a response that comes from the holy place of God and those priests who are watching the pilgrims now depart from the holy city. May the Lord bless you from Zion. He who made heaven and earth. That's our psalm. It's a psalm of ascent, a psalm of worship. And now the people are departing from the holy city. And the blessing of God is upon them. And the psalm calls us as the people of God to bless Him and to give Him thanks and to give Him praise. Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth. Yes, we are to bless the Lord and speak well of Him. The first verse in the text says, Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. We are the servants of the Lord. In the Old Testament context, it was the priests of God serving in the temple. We are priests of God. We are a holy nation and a kingdom of priests. And so the psalm does apply to us now. And we are the ones who are serving in the temple of God, the church of God. The Old Testament temple was the antitype, the great type, the great picture of that which was to come. And we in the world today are the temple of God, the special dwelling place of God. And we are serving God in His temple. And we are to bless God. We are to bless the Lord. We are to speak well of Him as we are together especially. And this is in part why we sing these great psalms of praise to God. The text says, Behold, bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Of course, the pilgrims were in the temple, and the priests were serving around the clock, and as they left early in the morning, it was that night watch that was still present in the temple, and they were to bless the Lord. And we are to bless the Lord around the clock, this is true. And we are to speak well of God. That's what the term bless means. To eulogize Him, to speak good of God. And isn't it true that the people of God, as they are together, especially, should speak good concerning Him? And it is also true that there is a reference in our text to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is Jehovah. Jesus is the Lord. And it is the confession of the Christian church that Jesus is Lord, the God of all the universe, who has come in human form to dwell in the world, to die on behalf of His people, and to ascend after the resurrection back into heaven and sit at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty on high as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is a worship of Jesus, our Lord and our God. And aren't you glad that that's the case? Again, in verse 1, Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The lifting of the hands could be the pointing out of something which is astounding, something which is very great. Look, behold, there is the great city. There is the dwelling place of God. There is the place He has chosen to come and to dwell. And the lifting up of hands may be the lifting up of hands in adoration before God. And the lifting up of hands may also be the lifting up of hands for the blessing of the people of God. You know, I really think something happens when the benediction is pronounced. I really do. And I've noted over the years, and this has occurred especially at conferences where I've pronounced the benediction and taken time, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be very gracious unto you. The Lord is at work. And it's interesting because there are quizzical expressions sometimes on people's faces as that benediction is pronounced, as though I really do believe something's transpiring and something is taking place, that the blessing of God is being pronounced. Lift up your hands, it says, to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. And so it is that we ought to point out the good things of God to one another. So it is that we ought to come before God in supplication. So it is we ought to bless the Lord and receive the benediction of our God. Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Let me say one other thing about this second verse. It's on my heart very much that we would come to understand that the Church of Jesus Christ is a special dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And when the people of God come together for the worship of God, God is present, not in a common fashion, not in a way in which He is present in the world at all times, but in a special way to meet with His people, to dispense His grace, to draw His people to Himself, and to apply to their hearts His most holy word and His own character and being as He dispenses His gifts and graces to us. This is an uncommon place. And as the people of old would go up to Jerusalem and worship God and consider it a special time, it is a special time that we ought to consider when we come together as God's people to meet with Him in a significant way and with expectation that God will embrace us anew and God will dispense His grace to us. This is not a common presence of God in our midst. This is a special presence of God with us. Behold, the psalmist says, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary. And dear friends in Jesus Christ, as we are together and being built into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit and a sanctuary, not the building, but this body being built together as a dwelling place of God in the Spirit, we lift our hearts in adoration to God in the true sanctuary in heaven. And we are vitally connected even now to heaven. We are on the doorstep of eternity, and we are gaining even now a taste of the good things of the age to come. Oh, behold, the psalmist says, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. And then there is this response. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth. And as I mentioned moments ago, it's the picture of the pilgrims departing. And the priests of God pronouncing their benediction upon those pilgrims as they depart from that sanctuary and from that holy mountain. And isn't it true that as we depart and the benediction is pronounced, and we expect the blessing of God to come to us from the heavenly Jerusalem, from Zion, which is on high? I don't think this is pie in the sky, folks. I really don't. I think this is the work of God in our midst, even now. I'm convinced this is the case. And I think this is something that we need to cultivate. And I think this is something that we not only need to cultivate, but as we come week by week with anticipation, we will expect good things from our God. Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth. And why would these people come up to Jerusalem? Why would we gather together to bless the Lord? There are reasons, are there not? There are profound reasons for us to give thanks to God and to speak well of Him. Let's just look at a few of the reasons the Bible gives for giving thanks to the Lord. Would you turn with me in the book of Psalms to Psalm 104? I want to look at several texts. Psalm 104 and verse 14. So simple it is. Psalm 104, verse 14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth. So simple it is. When I went out this morning and got in the car and looked across the street, it was a pickup truck across the street, and on the front of the pickup truck, you know where the license plate goes, there was one of those plates that has a saying on it. You know what it said? Eat beef. Of course, in this country, that's important, isn't it? Eat beef. And why are we able to eat beef? God causes the grass to grow for the cattle. And why are we able to have our food on the table? He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth. God enables those seeds to sprout so that food may be brought forth and harvested, and we can sit around the table. God does it. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Job 37, before the book of Psalms, Job 37. Job 37 and verse 6. Some are looking forward to snow. Job 37 and verse 6. To the snow, he says, fall on the earth. Why does the snow fall? Because God tells it to. For to the snow, he says, fall unto you, to the earth, and to the downpour and rain, be strong. Why does the rain come? Is it a mistake for us to pray for rain? No. Because we expect that God will bring it. Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, the psalmist says. And then if you would turn with me, please, to the New Testament and Acts chapter 17 and verse 26. Acts chapter 17 and verse 26. Here's a text to which I have often referred. Speaking of God, He made from one every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation. Why are we here? By God's appointment. Why do we live on the plots of ground we have? It is by God's gift and by God's appointment. He determines the boundaries of our habitation. He's the one that lays out these plots of land for us to inhabit, whether they're small or great. Bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord. Give thanks to Him because of His goodness to you. And then if you turn to Daniel, after the prophet Ezekiel, and before you get to the Old Testament prophet of Hosea, in Daniel, the second chapter, this is a sword drill. Daniel, the second chapter, and verse 21. Wouldn't this be a good text for our politicians and prominent lawyers today? Daniel 2, verse 21. It is He, God, who changes the times and epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. Oh, bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord. Who is it that establishes kings and presidents? God does. Now, we don't know quite yet in our country how this is going to fall out. How it is that God's will is to be disposed. But it is the Lord God omnipotent who puts individuals in places of power and removes them from places of power. It is God who gives wisdom to the wise. And how many of you have had a teacher? You remember in a very affectionate way, because that teacher helped you in a very significant way. I remember my teacher in the fourth grade. Because of that, a godly woman who had an influence on our class and many of us as individuals. And how many of us can look back to a Sabbath school teacher or a teacher in school like that? God has given that gift of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. This is what He says. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise. And so it is that the psalmist says, behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Give thanks to Him for these things.
And then let's look at two other texts. First, Psalm 147. Psalm 147 and verse 3. Here is a wonderful thing that God does. Psalm 147 and verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Where is it that we ought to repair when our hearts are sullen and we are broken because of various circumstances in life? It is God Himself who takes the pieces and puts them back together. He heals the brokenhearted. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Bless His name. And then Psalm 46 and verse 1. Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is the one to whom we turn. He is our shelter. And if there is trouble on the horizon and dark clouds coming our way, God is the one who is our hiding place and our strength. He may not divert those dark clouds. They may pass over us. But in the midst, He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is the one to whom we repair. And He is the one who gives us strength of heart and courage and perseverance to move forward. Look at Psalm 134 once again. Behold, the psalmist says, look. Do not be distracted. Behold. Bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth. Yes, He is the maker of all. And in all these things, these references to which we've looked, the snow, the rain, the grass of the field, the cattle on a thousand hills, the trouble in our own hearts, God is the one to whom we go. And we are called to bless His name. Dear friends, dear loved ones in Jesus Christ, we gather together for this purpose, do we not? We've come from various communities, various locations, various circumstances in life, drawing away from the complexities of the world like those pilgrims of old. And we've come up to assemble as the house of God, as a kingdom of priests and a holy nation to bless the Lord. That's why we're here, to give thanks to Him. And when we depart, you may think in your own mind and heart, may the Lord bless us from Zion, from His great holy hill. And when the benediction is pronounced, that blessing comes. And it is through Jesus Christ a sure blessing that comes to you. And you will depart like those pilgrims of old, only to remember that the time will come once again to come together to bless the Lord. Psalm 134. Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you dispose so much, all things in fact, to the benefit of your people. You are indeed our refuge and strength. The cattle on a thousand hills is yours. You cause the grass to grow, and you say to the rain, be strong. You are the one who does these things. We would point it out, and we would say, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord. We would hear those words and give you the praise, adoration, and love you are due. Grant us hearts, we pray, that would be so disposed. We ask in the great name of Jesus.